Cactus.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everyone, it's me, it's Roy, Brad, whatever, and I'm doing a show. It's a live show. I think my music's loud. Let's turn it off. Yeah, I'm doing a show. It's going to be the best show ever. We're going to do church calls. And also today's Mother's Day. So before the end of the show, I'm going to be calling my mother live on the air. And I'm going to impersonate an employee at the morgue. And I'm going to ask her to come and identify my body. And it'll be hilarious. I can't wait for that part. I think I'll save that until the end. My mom will just LOL and be like, "Oh, Brad, again with this." You know, when she gets to the morgue, I can be like, "I didn't say it was a dead body. I just said it was me." Today's show is going to be sponsored by... I should have a drum roll. Utah Kurt. That's who it'll be. That's the random name I just picked out of this list. Utah Kurt is the sponsor of today's show. Congratulations, Utah Kurt, for winning the random picking of the name without my 20-sided die. Anyway, people have been sending me church directories. Actually, several people have sent me church directories. And Dust Bernadette has sent me, I don't know, at least 5 church directories. So I'm going to be using one of his. They're PDF files, and I didn't feel like trying to edit those on my screen. So I just printed it out. Paper. I have paper. You know how much I love paper. So... oops. This is a church directory. I'm going to try and call the entire directory. It's not huge. It's like maybe 7 pages of people. And I'm going to be using the church's caller ID, so I will be calling from the church. But anyway, thanks, Dust Bernadette, for sending me this directory. In the front, we've got the church staff. There's a lot of people in the staff. There's the minister of music. There's the custodian. I think I'll be the custodian's brother or something. There's the financial secretary. Then we have the church's officers. That's somehow different from the staff. We have the layman ministry, the usher's ministry, the youth ministry, the trustee ministry, the deacon's ministry. And then we have all the people. All of the phone numbers are formatted with periods in them instead of dashes. So I think whoever made this directory is a fan of Star Trek. I hate people that do that. It's annoying. It's stupid. And most importantly, when I copy and paste a phone number with a period, my SIP phone freaks out because it cannot understand periods. I need to program that in there, I think. I always have to manually remove the period. So luckily, I printed this out. Yeah, Big Pan 12 says to tell them that the church is having a party for Mother's Day and they need to bring their mothers with them to church right now. All right, so I guess I'm just going to get started. I'm going to start with the first person on the list. I have a pin so I can cross things out with my pin. Oh, by the way, this is a 2012 directory, so it's a little out of date. Blame Dust Bernadette. Blame Dust Bernadette and Utah Kurt. Especially Utah Kurt, because he's the fall guy for the show. By the way, these are on the East Coast, so it is currently 1:17 on the East Coast p.m., so church is over. They should be home now.
Hello?
Hello, Marilyn?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dave from the church.
Yes.
And I just wanted to find out why you weren't here today.
What are you saying?
Why weren't you at church today? It's Mother's Day.
What church are you calling from?
The regular church, the Grove Baptist.
I was at church today, so who are you and where are you calling from?
No, I'm not talking about, I know you were here earlier today. I'm talking about right now, because we're having the potluck dinner for Mother's Day.
Oh, I don't know anything about that, honey.
You were supposed to bring food.
You must have made a mistake, honey.
No, I have you here on the list. You were supposed to bring food.
No, you made a mistake. You got the wrong person.
No, you're the one that made the mistake. You're supposed to... bring hello, ma'am. Okay, wasn't that hilarious, everyone? Best prank ever. Give myself applause on that one. That was amazing. I know everyone in the chat room is just LOLing their pants off right now.
I'm sorry I missed your call. You leave your name and your...
Now she's not going to pick up for the church. Whatever.
Hello.
Hello, Helen?
Uh-huh.
It's Roy from the church. How come you weren't at church today?
Who is this?
This is Roy from the church. How come you weren't at church today?
What Roy? From what church?
I'm from the church, from Grove.
Well, I did go today.
I'm not talking about earlier. I'm talking about right now. We're doing a potluck dinner for all the mothers.
Well, I didn't stay for that. Wasn't nobody going to be there for that, so.
Oh, yeah, there was. Everyone's here. Everyone's here but you.
Well, that's everyone there. I'm not there.
But
so
why
I ain't going to worry about it.
Why don't you just stop what you're doing and come right now?
No, I can't stop what I'm doing because I'm doing something very important.
What's important?
Who you say this is?
This is Roy from the church.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbell.
Well, I don't know you, no Roy Gerbell. I'm not coming back to the church. I'd have been in church this morning. I'm not coming back this afternoon.
You are required to come to church because you're supposed to bring spaghetti.
But look here.
God damn it. No. Oh, why did I do that?
Hello?
Hey, why'd you hang up on me?
You go to hell.
Whatever. I don't care. Wow, everyone goes to church at this church. Like me, the one me and Liz did, I remember like most of them just hadn't been to church in forever. Of course, that was a big list. I think this must be a smaller town.
Hello?
Hello, Daryl?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the church.
Roy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And we needed to let you know that we did some research on you. We saw on Facebook that you reposted a hilarious atheism picture about evolution.
And I hadn't posted anything.
Oh no, we saw it. We saw it on your Facebook, and you can't do that.
Oh, okay.
And you typed LOL and everything. So, you know, like, if maybe you should not come to church if you're just going to think the atheism is a big joke.
Atheism?
Yeah, yeah, you're an atheist. We know, because we looked at your Facebook. Anyone can go... What's that?
Lee Allen, we know that's you. Hang the phone up.
What? Who's that?
Where's your bag? I don't know.
Sir?
Right here. What?
Why are you posting that atheist stuff?
Who are you? We call the police and tell them you're a phony.
I'm not a phony.
What'd you say your name was?
You're a phony.
What'd you say your name?
You're the one coming to church and then posting atheist stuff on your Facebook.
Who'd you say your name? What's your name?
This is Roy from the church.
What's your last name, Roy? From what church?
Gerbell.
Okay. All right, well, I'll send me.
You're what? You're fitting to what? Hey, Daryl. He hung up. So I think I just realized a problem we're going to have here. This seems to be a black church, so I'm going to be kind of standing out. You know, it's going to be obvious I'm not from the church. I think it's possible that's going to be an issue here. Not to sound racist or anything, but I think my voice is going to tip them off.
Hello.
Hello, Selma?
Hello.
Hi, Selma. Selma.
Hello.
Hello, Selma.
Uh-oh.
Selma.
Selma. This is God speaking.
Hello.
Hello, Selma. Selma. Turn up your hearing aid. Selma. All right, bye, Selma. Fucking Selma. All right.
Hello?
Hello, Fulvio?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the church.
Oh, okay.
How are you doing today?
Fine, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, pretty good. I just needed to know, are you going to be at the protest today?
the protest.
Yeah, yeah. They said that you were going to bring some signs for the protest.
What kind of protest?
There's gay marriage happening in about 2 hours, and we're going to protest. We're going to put up signs that say it says, like, God hates fags and all that stuff.
No, I don't know anything about that, sir.
Oh, yeah, we definitely need you there. Can you make some signs?
No, I'm not getting involved in anything like that.
Oh, no, it's a church activity. You have to. You're required. And they have you written down here that you're going to bring several signs for the people that couldn't bring signs.
I don't think so. It wasn't me. It must have been somebody else.
What, are you pro gay marriage or something?
No, I have no opinion on either way.
You have to have an opinion. You're either with us. You're either with us or you're against us. That's how it works here in church.
Well, I just believe that God's going to judge everybody on their own merits.
No, we have to do the judging for God because God isn't around.
No, I don't believe in that.
Listen, people are going to be getting married, and they're two males. It's disgusting.
Well, that's on them.
No, it's on us. We need to stop it, or we need to at least make them feel bad.
God will judge people on their own merits.
Are you gay?
That's the way I believe. No, I'm not.
Okay. Well, it's starting to sound like you're gay because you seem to support this.
And it's starting to sound like a prank call. I don't know who's calling me, but...
It's not a prank call. We need you here at the church. We're all going to take a van.
Well,
and we're going to take the church van with all our picket signs, and we're going to picket the wedding.
Well, that's wonderful. I hope you have a great time, but I'm going to probably watch a basketball game.
Instead of throwing rice, we're going to throw Molotov cocktails at them.
Wow, man. Y'all must be tough then. You'll be in some trouble. That's what you're going to get.
Do you have any pitchforks?
No, I don't.
We really need some pitchforks, extra pitchforks if you have them, and torches.
No, I don't have any pitchforks.
Ah, fucking shit.
Yes, that's the way it is.
All right, well, have fun being a gay supporter.
No, I'm a basketball supporter this afternoon.
No, you're supporting gays by not showing up at this protest.
Well, whatever, I guess. You know, like I said, I don't judge people. I got to judge. God got to judge me. I judge myself.
No. Well, whatever. Burn in hell.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
You too there, sir. You have a wonderful day also.
I will. I'm going to be having a great day picketing this funeral without you.
I thought it was a wedding.
Yeah, wedding. Whatever. The funeral's next week.
You don't even know which one it is. Which one is it? We had
no
funeral.
No, what I'm saying is it's going to be a funeral. It was a wedding, and we're going to turn it into
a
funeral.
You don't threaten people like that. What kind of Christian
people? No, God says to do this.
No, he didn't. Maybe, he told you that.
You need to turn off the basketball and read the Bible, motherfucker.
I read the Bible this morning, and I don't have to cuss you, so you shouldn't cuss me.
Were you at church this morning?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Well, you should have heard about this then.
Were you at church this morning?
Of course I was. I'm at church every Sunday.
What church you go to?
The same one you go to.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Why are you saying I don't?
You don't. I don't know nobody that thinks like that to go to church with me.
We all do. We're all here. We're all here waiting for you. You're supposed to bring the signs.
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to be the one to bring the signs. Okay. I just now learning of this.
No, you've known about this.
No, I haven't known about this.
All right. Well, go watch your stupid game.
No, it's a great game today. You like basketball?
Thanks for nothing. No, I don't have time. God does not approve of basketball. You should be picketing this wedding with us.
He don't approve of basketball? Man, I saw God at the last game.
All right. I'm hanging up on you.
He sits on the front row. He sits beside Jack Nicholson when the Lakers play.
I've got shit to do, okay?
Me too. Watch the basketball game.
All right, bye. All right, that guy wins the prank call. I declare him the winner. This church is untrollable. So that idea was from who? Kankaku. The other idea that I did before, that was from Dr. L. Banned somebody from church because you saw on Facebook they were making atheism posts. Thanks, you guys, for the ideas. Let me cross those two out. These are all good church-going people. Everyone goes to church every week. That other church we did, they had so many excuses. Like, yeah, sorry, we haven't been able to go to church in the past, whatever, months, several months.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mrs. Cannon?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the church.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that our church, we've converted to Islam. So this is going to be an Islam church from now on.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah. We're no longer we're no longer Baptists. We're going to be Islamic.
Oh yeah.
Yep. It's going to be great. It's going to be a whole new chapter of our lives.
Well, I think about it.
Oh no, there's nothing to think about. It's done.
Yeah, it is with me.
No, you are required to be in church next week, and we're going to start our Islam preaching.
Go ahead.
Well, you better be there.
I'm going to promise.
Oh, you have to promise. There's no choices.
Oh, no, I don't have to.
There are no choices anymore. You have to be there. Allah Akbar.
Okay.
All right. Were you... Thank you, Lord Satan, for that one. Lord Satan in the chat room. I'm not just saying Lord Satan to myself. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Martha?
No, it's not. Hold on, please.
Okay.
This is our daughter. Hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Martha?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the church. Happy Mother's Day.
This is who?
This is Roy from Grove.
Oh, thank you, but I don't know you, I don't think.
Oh, I know. I'm the assistant for the layman ministry. I'm Sam's assistant.
You who?
Sam's assistant.
Pam's assistant?
Sam. S-A-M. Sam.
From Grove?
Yeah, look, I shouldn't have to prove myself. I'm just trying to let you know. I'm making calls to all the people in the church, and I need to let you know the...
I appreciate it, Sam, but I wanted to get to know who you are.
Okay, well, I'm not Sam. I'm Roy.
Oh, Roy.
Jeez. Okay, look.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbel.
Roy Isabel.
Roy Gerbel. Turn up your hearing aid,
well,
lady.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, Roy. Thank you so much.
Well, I haven't told you what I've called to tell you yet.
And what's that?
Okay. The church has been brought out by Starbucks, so everything's going to be Starbucks-themed at the church from now on.
It's going to be what?
Starbucks. You know the coffee? Starbucks?
At Grove?
Yeah. It's no longer Grove. It's Starbucks Grove Baptist Church. So you're going to need to get used to that for one thing. It's called Starbucks Grove Baptist Church.
I wonder why Reverend Maddox hadn't said nothing about that.
I think he was embarrassed, you know? But like all of our hymn books and our Bibles, you're going to be required to put a Starbucks sticker on the front of your Bible.
Oh, no, I don't think I want to go that route.
Oh, no, we're definitely going. You have to. It's required.
No, I don't. I don't have to. I can have membership at any church I want to.
I know, but you're a member of Starbucks Grove.
I know, but I'm not a member of Starbucks.
We're going to pass out vinyl stickers next Sunday.
Well, they can do whatever, but I won't be a part of that.
Well, no, you have to be. You can't just leave the church.
No, I don't have to do nothing but stay black and die.
What? Ma'am. You know when?
Okay, let me think about this.
Listen, okay, I got to tell you something. Listen, you know when we do communion, it's no longer going to be wine and crackers. It's going to be Starbucks coffee and crackers.
Oh, Lord. Oh, please, please, please. Let my pastor break this to me, please.
No, I'm the one that's making the calls. This is my job.
Well, okay. I appreciate it, Roy.
All right. Well, you need to... You know, conform.
I need some time to sink this in.
No, you need to do what you're told. God damn it!
Kiss my motherfucking ass, you motherfucker!
Why would you say that to me? That's a horrible thing to say. Let's call her back just one more time.
Hello.
Hey, Martha, I need to teach you the new Starbucks prayer.
Man, get off my damn phone. Don't you ring it no more.
But, no, ma'am, I need to teach
you. Okay, you tell him, okay.
It's required. It's just a new prayer we have to do.
Hey, what's up with this phone call here?
Hey, I'm calling from the church. I just needed to let you guys know that we've renamed the church. It's been taken over by Starbucks.
I don't know.
Well, look at him. My lady ain't interested in that, so don't call her no more, okay?
Well, no, it's your church.
I'm going to be forced to come find you and kick your ass.
No, this is the church that you go to. This is Grove, sir. All right. I feel threatened on that one. I should call the police. I should dial 911. All right, so there's one call that was pretty amusing. So the podcast version of the show should be up to about 10 minutes now, maybe 15. The Starbucks takeover idea was by Cousin Beogrel. Thanks, Cousin Beogrel.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the church. How are you doing today? Are you having a good Mother's Day?
Okay, let me get on another phone so I can hear you better. Okay, this is who?
This is Roy from Grove Baptist.
Uh-huh.
Ma'am, Deborah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. I just needed to let you know that Pastor Maddox, he's writing a new Bible. He's going to put a new chapter in the Bible, like a few extra chapters with extra things in them, more modern things, you know. And just, you know, next week when you come to church, you need to be prepared. The new Bible, it's going to cost $80 per Bible. So make sure you bring an extra $80 or a check for $80.
Okay.
Because it's going to be the Holy Bible by Pastor Maddox. It's no longer going to be by God.
Okay. Right.
No, I'm completely serious. And there's going to be extra chapters in there and everything.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is very important. I just need to let you know because you're required to buy one. If you want to continue to be a member of the church, you have to buy Pastor Maddox's new Bible.
Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, okay, sure? You need to take this seriously.
Okay, sure.
Okay, well, you sound like you're just not taking it seriously. You sound like you think this is a joke.
No, I'm really not. Thank you.
Okay, Elky, I did your dumb idea, and it didn't work. She just hung up on me. Didn't take me seriously, so thanks a lot for nothing. Damn it, Elky. Somebody kick Elky from the chat room.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been
Her name was Eunice, so she's probably dead. So rest in peace, Eunice. You were a good person.
Hello?
Hi, Jan?
Hey.
Hey, it's Roy from the church.
Roy?
Yeah.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbel.
Huh?
Roy Gerbel. I'm Madge's assistant from the church clerk, you know? I'm just calling to let you know some things.
Okay.
All right. The church, we're going to be converting to Scientology.
Uh-huh.
And this means we're not only going to be teaching, we're not going to talk about God anymore. We're going to talk about Scientology. And we're going to need you to, when you give money each week, you're going to need to at least triple the amount that you give. Scientology requires a lot more money. We're no longer Baptists, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
You're no longer a Baptist.
What am I then?
You're a Scientologist.
How'd you get my number?
Well, it's in the church directory here.
Call me back later. I'll see about this.
What are you doing right now? Why do I have to call back?
I'm getting ready to go.
Where are you going?
My kids fixing me at Mother's Day dinner.
Oh, that's nice. With our new Scientology beliefs, we no longer support Mother's Day dinners, so this will be your last one.
Well, that's not my belief. Only belief I have is in God, well, Jesus Christ. That's
no,
Savior,
no.
And that's my continual belief.
There's no more God at our church.
Well, I'm sorry.
Well, you need
that's your church. My church is of the living God, and I'm sorry.
Well, you go to Grove.
I go to Grove, but that is my belief.
Okay, well,
I don't care what other people believe in or what you believe in. I serve the one and only living God.
Saying, though, we're changing the church. It's going to be called Grove's Church of Scientology.
I don't care what it's called, but I know who I believe in.
Okay, well, you're not allowed to talk about God anymore if you come to...
Okay, then, let's settle it. Goodbye, and you have a blessed day.
You need to be here next week, though, for the... I've got to swear you in. That was Fuck's idea. Thanks, Fucks. She's not having it, though. Okay, Elky, I'll do that one. You can redeem yourself with that idea. All right, we're up to the D's in the directory. Remember, everyone, anytime anyone tells you you have to do something, the appropriate response from now on is, I don't have to do anything but be black and die.
Hello, please leave a message.
That's the quote of the day.
We're sorry. You have reached a number.
Dead person. Rest in peace, Angeline. I think in a few minutes we're going to take a break. Just a quick music break. Maybe we'll do some communion today on the program. So if everyone could get your favorite alcoholic beverage and a cracker, prepare for that. Maybe point me to a webpage where I you know, has the incantation to say whenever you eat crackers and drink wine.
Hello?
Hello, Jesse?
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Roy from the church.
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. I just needed to let you know some information. They're having me call everyone in the church.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you know that we're converting. Our church has been bought out by Apple. You know, the people that make the iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And we're now called the Grove Eye Church, Baptist Eye Church.
Yeah.
And next week when you get here, are you going to be here next week? Because we need to give you your new eye Bible.
Oh, next Sunday?
Yeah, next Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Is that morning or afternoon now?
Morning. Yeah, we're going to give you a new iBible app for your iPhone. Do you have an iPhone?
Uh-huh.
You do have an iPhone?
No, I don't.
Oh, what do you have? Android or what?
Well, just a rotary phone.
A rotary phone? Oh, that's no good. We're going to need
regular phone.
Yeah, we're going to need you to buy an iPhone. Can you go out and buy an iPhone today?
No, I don't even have. Who are you?
Go to the Apple store at the mall.
Uh-huh.
And get an iPhone 6. It'll cost about $800, and you'll have to buy a plan for it.
Now, who are you?
My name is Roy from the church.
You from Grove?
Yes, Grove Baptist Eye Church.
Are you a member there?
Yeah, yeah. I'm the assistant to the church clerk, to Madge.
Roy.
Yeah, and look, you just need to buy an iPhone so you can download the new app for the new iBible.
Uh-huh.
This is very important. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to read the Bible during church.
All right.
Do you have a Windows computer or an Apple computer?
I don't have either one.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because if you have a Windows computer, we're going to need you to bring it to church, and we're going to have a burning. We're going to start a big fire pit. Everyone's going to throw in their Windows PCs.
Uh-huh.
Yep. But that's
so I have to go buy one?
Yeah, you need to go buy an iPhone and an uh-huh. iMac. iBook, iMac Pro, whatever the fuck they're called.
And that's $800?
Yeah, well, the phone's $800. The computer, that's going to be like about
$2,500. Uh-huh. Okay, tell me this, Roy.
Okay.
I'm on fixed income. I only get one income every month.
Oh, is that what you're going to tell God?
How am I going to get all this?
When you get to heaven, are you going to tell God, hey, I couldn't get the iPhone because I'm on a fixed income?
No. I'm going to say, Lord, you know I couldn't get it. He already know it.
And you know what Lord's going to say? Lord's going to be like, bullshit. We know you know how to get the money.
He know I know how to get the money?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be like, okay. Anyone who can't afford an iPhone can just go to hell. That's what he'll say.
Go to hell.
That's my guess.
Where I'm gonna go then.
Yeah, we just get an iPhone. Come on, they have plans. You have credit, right? Do you have a good credit?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can just they'll just charge you like $100, and they'll charge you like $200 every month until it's paid off.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
All right.
We're gonna explain
you know
all
what,
this.
Roy?
At next week's...
I don't think I've ever met you, but I look forward to meeting you.
Oh, yeah. We should definitely meet. At next week's keynote, I'll meet you.
All right. I'll be glad to meet you.
I can't wait. Hey, are you going to have an iPhone by next week's keynote?
I'm going to try my best to.
Okay, because that's really important, because you want to have your iBible and your iHymn book.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to exchange Christ cards on our iPhones.
All right.
Yep, we just point our iPhones at each other. We fist bump with our iPhones, and we exchanged Christ cards.
Credit cards.
Christ cards.
Christ cards.
Yeah, they're like contact cards with all our information.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it has all our pictures and our links to our Facebooks and all that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be good.
Yep, it's going to be fucking awesome. I can't wait.
All right. I'll see you there.
Okay. Are you having a good Mother's Day?
Yes, I am.
Oh, is that your daughter that's there with you?
Yes.
Okay. Give her kisses from me, from Roy.
All right.
And hugs. Hugs and kisses.
All right.
Inappropriate hugs and kisses.
Nice talking to you.
With tongue.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. Bye. Well, that was pretty amusing. Those were ideas by Elky. Elky redeemed himself from his last dumb idea. Elky and Beau Grell and Gandalf Pimp and Dust Bernadette. Dust Bernadette said the weekly keynote thing. Thanks, you guys, for giving me ideas that I can steal. Sloth says that she has to confess to Siri. That would be awesome. I think we should start the iChurch for real. I think we're going to take a quick break. And, yeah, like 5 or 10 minutes. BRB, everyone. The Striper, do we? Fuck that. Let's get back to calls. For those of you just tuning in, who perhaps were at church and you've just gotten home from church, today we're calling people from a church telephone directory and just telling them wacky things. I'm going to call the pastor last and ask him if anyone's complained.
Hello.
Hello, Essie?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hey, it's Roy from the church.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that the next time you come into church, we're going to have you take a lie detector test.
Oh, really?
Yes, because we...
For what?
Well, we need to make sure that you're not an atheist.
What does that mean?
Well, we need to make sure that you really believe in God, and you're not just fooling us. Yeah, you know, you're just going to have to take a lie detector test. It's only going to take about 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be two people in a dark room, and they're going to interrogate you while you have the lie detector machine hooked up.
You kidding?
What?
Yeah, that's crazy. You know what?
No, it's not that crazy. You know, we just have to make sure you're really a Christian.
Well, I am.
I know, but...
I don't have to prove that to anybody.
You could be lying to me, though. We have to make sure you're not lying. So, are you going to be at church next week?
If I'm able to come, I'll be there.
Okay, well, make sure you come.
I've been having problems with my legs and arms and things hurting me.
Okay, well, you know...
And this is who from church?
This is Roy from the church.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbel. I'm one of the church clerks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I work with Madge.
You work with Madge?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep. And she's going to be helping with the lie detector test.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to make sure you're not lying, you know?
Well, I tell you this. I don't appreciate that shit.
Did you just curse at me?
I said, I don't appreciate that shit. That's exactly what I said.
Oh, you should.
I mean it.
I'm a church person. You shouldn't curse at me.
I am, too.
Well, how do we know that until we make you take the lie detector test?
I know it.
You know, we had to have Pastor Maddox take the lie detector test, and it turns out...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it turns out he's not a Christian. We're kicking him...
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're kicking him out.
Kicking him out.
Yeah, we're kicking him out of the church because he's not really a Christian. The lie detector test told us that.
I want to ask you this. Is this somebody playing a joke or something? Because if it is, it's not funny.
Well, no. I would never joke about something like this.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Just checking. Who is this?
This is Roy from the church. I'm sorry. Who'd you say you are?
What's your last name?
Roy Gerbel. Well, that was rude. Didn't even tell me who he was. So that idea was sent by XXIIOOIIXX. I hate your name. I hope somebody kicks you for having such a dumb name. Damn it. Stupidest name ever. But thanks for the idea. I appreciate it. So I'm starting on the third page of phone numbers. Third out of... How many are going to be left after this? 1, 2, 3... 4. We have 4 pages total left. I'm only on the third, so I don't think I'm going to finish the directory today, but I will try.
Hello.
Hello, Margaret?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Roy from the church.
Yes.
And I just need to let you know that we're alphabetizing the seating at church.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to move you to a different seat. You're going to be sitting in the middle on the left because it's alphabetized. Uh-huh.
I am. Why?
Because you can't sit where you sit anymore. We're going to alphabetize all the names.
Oh, okay then.
Is James there?
Yes, but can I take a message for him?
No. I need to let you know that we're alphabetizing by first name, so you can't sit with James anymore.
Oh, I can't.
Yeah, because his name starts with J and yours starts with M, so you're going to be on opposite sides from now on.
All right.
So we'll let you know where to sit when you get here next, okay?
Okay.
But don't even try to sit with James, because if you do, we'll throw you out.
Okay.
We don't want that.
Thank you.
We don't want any trouble, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Are you going to be coming to church this afternoon, this evening?
Well, no, you...
What?
Oh, you see, I had to have surgery.
Oh, what kind of surgery?
I had to have a kneecap put in.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
No, it ain't no fun, and so I ain't going to be able to come for a while yet.
Oh, that's okay. Well, next time you come, just remember, it's alphabetic seating by first name.
Okay, then.
And you have to sit where we tell you.
Thank you.
Are you having a good Mother's Day?
Yes.
Okay.
It's fine.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
See you next time you come in.
All right.
Have fun watching television.
Okay.
What are you watching?
They're here talking about cooking.
Oh, cooking?
Cooking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's my favorite show.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I'm watching it too.
Oh, okay.
It's like we're watching it together.
Yeah, it is, uh-huh.
Okay, well, give James kisses.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye, Mom.
What a nice old lady. Totally accepting of Fuck Smolder's alphabetizing idea. She sounded too frail for me to tell her she was a liar and had to take the lie detector test. By the way, breaking news, everyone. This just in, everyone. Having your kneecap replaced, it's not fun. Just so you all know. Having your kneecap replaced is not fun.
Hello, no one is available.
Someday when I get my kneecap replaced, I want to be like, well, I deserve this. I made fun of that lady for having a kneecap replaced. I can't complain.
Hello.
Hi, Helen.
Yes.
Hi, Helen. This is Roy from the Grove Baptist Church.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you know that, are you coming in next week to church?
Next week to church?
Yes. Are you going to be here next week?
Okay, now, who is this now?
This is Roy. I'm one of the church clerks. I work with Madge.
Oh, okay. Roy, what's your last name?
Jurbel.
Jurbel?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to be here next week?
At church next week?
Yes.
I'm not for sure if I'll be there next week.
Okay. Well, either one's
okay,
fine.
We're
going to be giving you a lie detector test the next time you come in.
Y'all going to give me a lie detector test?
Yeah, we have to hook you up to a machine, and we're going to ask you some questions and make sure you're not lying to us.
Okay. You ain't with no Grove Church.
Yes, I am. Why do you say I'm not?
Because they don't give a lie detector test.
No, this is a new thing we're doing. We got to make sure that you're really a Christian.
Okay, because you sound... where is Grove located in?
You don't know where the church is that you go to?
Do you know where the church is?
Of course. It's on Road.
Where about, is it close? What is it close to?
Look, I'm not the one on trial here. I'm just saying that you're going to have to take a lie detector test next time you come here. Because we suspect that you're not really a Christian.
Oh, well, I suspect that you're not a Christian.
I don't think you're a Christian.
Because I don't think you belong to Grove, and you don't sound like you go to Grove.
What does that mean? Tell me exactly what that means.
It don't sound like you go to Grove for some reason.
Grove
don't do anything like that.
No, this is a new thing we're doing. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm calling you. It's a new thing.
Okay, what is the pastor's name?
Pastor Maddox. Did I pass your test? Do you believe me now? I answered two of your questions.
Members just in the church.
I don't have to name shit, lady. I'm just telling you, you're going to have to take
a
lie detector test.
Wait a minute. You just got through cussing. If you was a Christian, you wouldn't have cussed.
Oh, you know, people, I've been calling people to church all morning, and let me tell you, they curse a lot.
You've been calling all morning from the church.
Yeah, they everyone's been cursing at me today, so don't tell me that people at church don't curse.
Oh, everybody been cursing at you today. Did you go to church today?
Yeah, of course I was there. I'm there every Sunday.
You was there. Okay. Where was you sitting in?
I don't have to tell you. Why do you need to know that?
Because I do need to know. I was there, and I like to know where you were sitting.
Where were you sitting?
I ain't going to tell you where I'm sitting.
Well, I'm not going to tell you where I'm sitting.
I asked the question first. I asked the question first.
Well, I'm not going to answer. Because you won't answer
me.
Well,
I'm not going to answer about no lie detector test because there's no such thing as a lie detector test.
Oh, there is, too.
You
would
have to take...
Look it up on the internet.
Where's the association going to anything like that?
What?
Who's over the association, the Baptist Association for the Ebenezer? Who's over there?
I don't have to tell you anything.
You do have to tell, if you want me to answer some question for you, you're going to have to tell me who's over it.
You don't have to answer any questions for me. I'm just calling to let you know that next time you come to church, you have to take the lie detector test.
Well, next time I come to church, I'm going to find you because I'm not going to take no lie detector.
Oh, you want to fight? Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
you want to fight?
I do. You want to bring it on?
Oh, I will bring it on.
Bring it on, and I'll be there to start it. Bring it on.
I'm going
to
bring my boxing gloves.
Don't defend like
I'm going to punch you in the face.
And I'm going to knock you completely out.
Oh, we'll see about that.
Oh, yes, we will, won't we?
We sure will.
We sure will.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Stop repeating me.
Oh, I ain't going to stop repeating you. I ain't got time to fool with you. So you just
hang
up
your
phone, and I talk to you when I get to go. I'm going to be looking for you. Where are you going to sit at?
I'll sit wherever the fuck I want. How about that?
Well, I tell you what, when you sit to wherever you want, you let me know where you're sitting.
The fuck I want.
That's right. And we'll batter it out sitting in the church, okay?
We sure will. I'm going to look at you. I'm going to look at you during service. I'm going to look at you. I'm going to give you snake eyes. Okay. I guess that's enough lie detector test. Thank you, person with the really long, dumb name, for that idea. That was the best. Asthma says that my armor of faith will deflect all of her blows. Take that, Helen. I'm tempted to call her back just to say that. But I won't.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that...
Rest in peace, Sadie. Sadie Francis. That's the oldest person's name I've ever heard.
Hello?
Hi, Laura?
Yes?
Hi, this is Roy from the Grove Baptist Church.
Yes, Roy?
Hi, I just needed to let you know that, Pastor Maddox, he's been using the church, the tithes and everything, been saving up for a long time, and I'm just calling up everyone and letting you know that he was able to finally afford his new Lamborghini.
What are you talking about?
The Pastor Maddox. He will be next week when he comes to church. He'll be driving a brand new yellow Lamborghini.
And so who gave him a brand new Lamborghini?
You did. Everyone did. Everyone that donates to the church every week. He's been putting it in a special account. And
you congratulate me for Pastor Maddox getting a Lamborghini.
Yeah, well, I'm congratulating the whole church. We finally made it happen. All of us together, we made it happen.
We? Who is we?
All of us. Everyone here at church.
I mean, I don't know who you are.
Oh, this
you
is.
You don't go to Grove.
I do so. I'm an assistant to the church clerk. I work with Madge.
No, you don't. Madge is not our clerk, sir.
Oh, you don't know.
So I don't know who you're talking about. You're talking to the wrong person. You're just trying to scam somebody.
What kind of scam would this be?
Yes, you are. Don't worry about it. I'm calling the police on you.
You're going to call the police because the pastor got a Lamborghini?
Somebody talking about Pastor Maddox. We done bought Pastor Maddox a brand new Lamborghini. Mm-hmm. And if you had a wrong number, come up on here.
Thanks for that idea, Neon. I'm going to try it again. I'm doing a really good thing for the church when you think about it, and I'm giving them all a common enemy, which is me. They're all going to have something to talk about with each other, something to gossip about, something to fight against. You're welcome, Grove Baptist Church, for my gift that I'm giving you today. Hello, Lester?
It's Lester, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's hard to hear your mumbling. Hey, this is Roy from the Grove Baptist Church.
Are you going to Grove?
Yeah, you do too, right?
Yeah, what was your name? I don't know.
Oh, my name is Roy. Remember? I told you that just a minute ago.
What's your last name, man? I'm talking crazy. What's your last name?
Zerbel.
Zerbel?
Yeah.
What's your name then?
Okay, well,
electrical work.
I'm getting ready to tell you if you'll stop yelling at me.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, I needed to let you know that everyone at church is required to get facelifts, all the old people, because you need to look youthful and joyful for Christ.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds like a woman. Who paying for you?
No, you'll have to pay for it yourself. It's just we can't have old people in church anymore. People looking old and decrepit.
Oh, okay.
So you look way too old and decrepit, and we need you to get a facelift.
Oh, okay. That sounds like something I need too. We get a massage with that too.
Probably, yeah. Sure, why not?
Yeah, might as well get some work.
If you can afford a facelift, I'm sure you can afford a massage.
There you go.
Yep. But
so where I got to go to get that at?
I don't know. You'll need to look in the yellow pages and find something. Find a good facelift doctor.
Yeah, but you just said that's what I need, so you must got all the information, right?
No, you got to figure that out yourself. I'm not your goddamn secretary.
You sound like a gay dude. What's up?
A gay dude? That, what a mean thing to say to someone that goes to your church. He's right. I admit it. He caught me. It's time to come out. Thanks, Beogrel. Cousin Beogrel for that one. That was not very Christian-like. See, church people, they hate gay people. That first guy I talked to, he was so wrong. It's up to the church people to call out the gay people.
Hello?
Hi, Diane?
She's not here.
Oh, okay. Who's this?
Who's gone?
This is Roy from the church.
Well, you asked for Diane? That's my mother. She's deceased.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
And you are Roy.
Well, she entered the raffle last week.
This Diane Lee?
Yeah, that's what it says here on the list.
The raffle from...
Okay, well, if she's deceased, then she's just not eligible.
Wait a minute. Now I got a cousin named Diane Lee.
Oh, does she go to Grove?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure about that?
My name is Chris Lee. I'm Diane Lee's son.
Oh, yeah, you're next here on the list.
Okay.
Well, I guess we can give you the raffle prize. Do you want the raffle prize?
What is
it? It's you get a free, they're breast implants.
You have got to be kidding me.
No, not at all.
Now, do I sound like I need some breast implants?
Well, that's the prize. I'm just offering it to you.
No.
You don't want it? Okay. All right.
No. All right.
Okay. Well, have a nice day. Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Wow. I can't believe he laughed at that. That was a combination of Dr. L's idea. Oh, wait. No, that was Dr. L's idea. Wow, there are a lot of Lees at this church. So, I don't see another Diane Lee, so I think he was trying to trick me. Nice try, Chris. I'm going to skip over Chris's entry here in the phone book.
Hello?
Hi, Francis?
Hello,
Hey, this is Roy from the church.
Roy?
Yeah, this is Roy from the church. I just needed to let you know that you won the raffle for this week.
Run a raffle?
Yeah, you were in the raffle. They automatically enter everyone into the raffle, and you're the winner for the raffle this month.
Yeah, what is the raffle?
Well, it's a thing where we put everyone's name in, and we draw someone's name out, and then that person wins. And you won the prize.
I did.
Yep, so I just wanted to say congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to know what you won?
What did I win?
You won a new set of breast implants.
A what?
Breast implants.
I don't need those.
Breast implant surgery.
No.
No, you did. You won, and it doesn't cost you anything. You're the winner.
But I don't need it, what I want it for.
Well, you know, why not?
What are you going to do with it?
No, it's not up to me. It's up to you. You can do anything you want. You can have any size, whatever you want to do. You won the free set of breast implants.
Well, I don't want it. Somebody else can have it.
Oh, no, you're required, because you won the raffle, so you have to use the prize.
No, I don't have to use it.
Oh, you have to.
No, I don't. No, I don't. It's
an insult to God if you don't. This is James and Kitty. Hello, Kitty? Hello, Kitty?
Hello?
Hi, Kitty?
Yes.
Holy crap. Okay, hey, this is Roy from the Grove Church.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you know that you won the raffle for this month.
What raffle?
It's a raffle. You know, every month we enter all the members into the raffle, and we picked your name this week. You're the winner.
Okay, so what I'm supposed to be getting, what I'm doing?
You're going to get an autographed copy of the Bible. It's autographed by God himself.
Okay.
Yep, it's got his actual authentic autograph, and it's got a certificate of authenticity.
Oh, okay.
Yep, autographed Bible by the author. Isn't that exciting? Are you excited?
Yes, okay, thank you. I hear you.
Are you super excited?
Yes, I got company right now. We're trying to get ready to eat Mother's Day dinner.
Can you just be excited real quick and just yell everyone like, guess what, everyone? I got an autographed copy of the Bible, autographed by the author. Nope, she's not going to do it. She would have been much more excited to win the boobs. I agree, Mistress Morgan.
Hello?
Hello, Robin?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the church.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbel. Anyway, I need to let you know something. I want to make sure you come to church next week, because Jesus himself, he's going to be appearing at our church through a hologram.
Jesus comes every day.
I know, but he's actually going to be there in person on Sunday. He's going to be our special guest, the real Jesus.
Oh, really?
Yep. So you got to, I'm just calling everyone in the directory, and I just want to let you know, make sure you come next week, because Jesus is going to be there, and he's going to sign autographs. Isn't that exciting?
Always exciting.
I know, but this next week it's going to be extra exciting because Jesus is going to be there. That lady was not impressed at all. All right, I think someone else needs to hear about Jesus coming next weekend. That was another Elky idea that failed. Just want to point that out, that it failed. Somebody kick Elky, please, from the chat room. Next on the list is Pastor Maddox. But I'm going to skip over him. Oh, wait. There's two different Maddoxes. Which one is it? Oh, it's the second one. All right, I'm going to skip both of these Maddoxes. I'm going to call them last. Don't let me forget.
Hello?
Hello, is this Lee?
No, Meek.
Oh, Meek, I'm sorry. Well, I'm calling from the church. This is Roy.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know, I'm calling up everyone in the directory. And just letting everyone know that next week, you should definitely be here next week for church, because Jesus is going to be there. Jesus himself, like the actual Jesus. He's going to be our special guest.
Okay.
Yep, he's going to be there live and in person. And after service, he's going to sign autographs.
Okay.
He's got a new book coming out.
All right.
Called How to Get to Heaven, the Jesus Way.
Okay.
Is that exciting? Are you excited? You get to meet Jesus, like the actual Jesus.
Okay, we'll be there.
Aren't you excited, though? Why aren't you that excited?
Well, I mean, I don't get excited over nothing.
Well, even Jesus? I mean, come on, it's fucking Jesus.
Okay, we'll be there.
Jesus is going to be there. Day. What?
You have a good day.
And we're going to auction off an autographed copy of the Bible signed by God.
Okay. So
I'm going to put you in the raffle for that.
Okay.
Or no, we're going to auction it. So make sure you bring a lot of money next weekend for the auction.
All right.
Autographed by God.
All right.
It's going to be amazing. Damn old people. They want to argue with me.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or...
Rest in peace, Leonard and Vera. Leonard and Vera are celebrating Mother's Day up in heaven today. Only 2 pages left. I think I might get through this if we keep reaching dead people phone numbers.
Hello?
Hello, Ken?
Yes.
Hello, this is Roy from the church.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know that church next week, we're going to be removing all the asbestos from the church next week. So we're going to hold service at the skating rink, the roller skating rink.
Where's that at?
It's over on Lee Street.
Okay.
There's a cover charge. They charge $5 to get in, and then you'll need to pay $2.50 for skates.
Yeah,
roller skates.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of fun. Though. He's going to give the Pastor Maddox, he's going to do service in roller skates. While we all skate around him.
Okay. All right. I have bad knees, so I won't be on any roller skates.
Oh, no. You have to do the roller skates. It's required next week.
I won't be able to come, Dan.
No. You can come. Like, you don't have to skate really good or anything. You can just kind of stand there in your skates.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You can't miss out on this one. It's only a $5 cover charge and then $2.50 per pair of skates for everyone that comes.
Okay.
And you don't want your family to miss out on this just because of your lame excuse of your knee. Come on.
Right. Right.
Don't make excuses. God doesn't like excuses.
No problem.
All right. So you're going to be here next week at the roller rink?
Certainly going to try.
Okay. I hope so. You could just, I guess you don't have to get roller skates. You could just sit at one of the tables and drink a Pepsi like all the moms at the birthday parties.
Okay.
You know, there's going to be a lot of birthday parties for kids there, too, because there's a lot of a lot of satanic families that don't go to church and they just have birthdays instead.
Right.
Yep.
All right.
So it's fine. You can just sit at a table. You'll save $2.50 that way.
Okay. I'll just donate it.
Okay. Yay. You're the best. You're the best, Ken.
Thank you.
I love you, Ken.
All righty.
You don't you don't love me back?
Sure.
It's not very Christian-like. Say I love you, too.
All righty. I love you, too.
Okay. Thank you, Ken. Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Yay. Ken loves me. That was Neon's idea to hold church in a roller skating rink. That actually sounds really awesome, and I'm surprised that doesn't happen. That's something that should happen. I would go to church if it was at a roller skating rink. Oh, Neon says it does. Okay, stupid me. Now I have to start going to church. I said I would go to church if it's at a roller skating rink.
Oh, dear Brad. Corbin, hello. Hey, I've got a joke for you, and you probably won't like it because it's not telephone related. But what does one-ply toilet paper and a Pinto have in common? Neither of them can pick up shit.
That was a good one. Best joke ever. Better than anything Olga's ever done. And I guess since I played that short voicemail from you, that means I can delete these 2 3-minute long voicemails from you. Here, I'll just play the beginnings of them.
Oh, hey there, Arby. How you doing? It's Corbin Fellow. I was just listening to tonight's show, and yay!
It's about the show. Maybe I'll listen to this
one. Long week of just listening to reruns. Happy. Okay. When I was listening to the Rappy McRapperson song, the Glory Hole song, he was saying, drill a 6-inch hole. Now, this led me to think, wait a second, what is a standard size for a glory hole? So, since
I have personal knowledge of glory holes because I have been in men's restrooms back in the 80s or whenever, and I used to see them occasionally, and I'd say something like 4 to 6 inches is something I've seen in real life before.
You have a broader audience and can reach out to people, unlike me, but maybe you have the same curiosity as I do. What is a standardized glory hole? What's a standardized size for a glory hole? Maybe you can make this the next homework assignment.
I'm pretty sure you could probably just Google this, couldn't you? Just Google image search.
And have your listeners go out to highway rest stops and other places where glory holes happen to exist, and they can take a tape measure with them and measure.
Okay, that's enough. This thing goes on and on and on. Great idea, though. Everyone, all the listeners, go out there and find glory holes and measure them, or just Google it. I trust Rappy, though. Rappy, I bet you he has first-hand knowledge of that somehow or another. I'm going to take Rappy's word for it. 6 inches is a perfect diameter.
Roy, the retarded boy. I've got nothing fucking awesome to say, but sick show. I'm in Australia. You should ring this Indian restaurant.
No.
Right, the number's 6-1.
No. No submitting numbers through the voicemail. There's a form for that, and also, I don't really have any way to call international currently, and the reason I haven't fixed that is because I really just don't want to. I don't want to call international. There's so much craziness here in the United States and Canada. Why would I want to call international?
Hey, Roy. I was just listening to your show this morning. By the way, it's your favorite boy from 609. But yeah, you
hate
my hangover, man. It's like you're like a gift from God. Your voice is so soothing. Stop PLA. Stop. PLA.
All right, stop PLA. I agree with that.
Hi, Brad. This is Steven at your local Target pharmacy.
Hi,
just letting you know that your prescription for Viagra came in.
Oh, crap.
You can come in and pick...
Did I give the wrong number again to Target? I always do this.
Really good. Feel free to come on in. Our store hours are from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. So feel free to come in and pick up your local prescription of a Viagra. All right. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Steven. That message was really old, so I picked that up weeks ago.
Hey, Brad. It's Baloney Maloney. Look, buddy, I just wanted to tell you that you're good enough
You're smart enough.
And doggone it.
And doggone it, people like you. All right, chin up, eh, little guy? Talk to you later, Brad. Bye.
Thanks, Baloney. Maloney. That was very inspirational. I really appreciate it.
Hello, RBCT. I now have a cactus spray painted on my ceiling.
Great.
A very large one. Takes up about an eighth of my ceiling. And I almost left...
An eighth of your ceiling? That's not very large. Unless your ceiling's fucking huge.
The carding thing, however old that is, on a car that had just been crashed into, I will not say by me, but possibly by me. And I am very tempted to paint your bell symbol on a few of the buildings around a certain area. So...
That would be vandalism.
Nice cactus.
I am not going to encourage vandalism in any way. Although people have sent me photos of the spray-painted PLA Bell logo on walls and stuff, and that's always pretty amusing. But don't do it. Don't do it. Vandalism is bad.
Hey, Brad. FOD87 here. Just wanted to thank you for my cool envelope of PLA stuff that I got in the mail last week.
You're welcome.
You shouldn't have told people about PLAcon, though. It would have been hilarious to see how many people actually showed up to Roy, New Mexico. But you had to, you know, of course, tell everybody it was a joke on the show beforehand. You have to be more creative with
it. I don't think anyone fell for it anyway.
Anyways, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
And who knows, maybe in a couple months, whenever I said PLAcon is going to be in Roy, New Mexico, maybe I'll start getting angry voicemails and emails, being like, you motherfucker, I drove all the way to Roy, New Mexico, and they don't even have a convention center there. They don't even have a hotel. What the hell, Brad?
Aldi, this is Holland.
Hi, Helen?
Holland.
Holland? Wait, do you go to the church? Do you go to Grove Baptist Church?
No, I think you have the wrong number.
Oh, that's weird. Is this a grocery store or something?
It is a grocery store.
Oh, that's weird. Well, you know, you shouldn't be working. You should be in church, you sinner.
Oh, gotta pay bills.
Oh, okay, yeah, you
have a great day.
Tell that to God when you get to the gates. Sorry, God, couldn't go to church. Gotta pay the bills. Bills are more important than you.
Hello?
Hi, Jesse?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the church.
Roy?
Yeah. I'm calling everyone in the directory today. I just need to let you know something.
What is it?
Well, Pastor Maddox, he's going to be getting a sex change, and he needs a little bit of extra money next week to make that happen.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Now, who are you?
My name is Roy.
We don't have a Roy go to our church.
Oh, you don't know everyone that goes there.
Well, I think I do.
I'm Sam's brother, the custodian.
Oh, Sam's brother.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm helping out this week. I'm calling everyone in the directory because they have to call everyone.
Uh-huh.
Let them all know that Pastor Maddox is getting a sex change finally.
Okay, and I know this is a joke.
No, it's no joke, ma'am.
Yes, it is a joke, sir.
No, you're a joke. Your face is a joke.
No, you are a joke.
No,
you're a joke all over.
Your mom's a joke.
Well, you tell that to the Lord.
I will.
I don't know what your mom is.
All right. That was Fuck's idea. Thanks, Fucks.
Hello?
Hello, Dee?
Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Roy from the church.
Uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know that you won the raffle this month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're the winner.
Okay.
And, yeah, you win the prize, so congratulations on that.
Uh-huh.
And they'll give you the coupon for the breast implants when you get here next.
Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever.
Okay, are you excited about that? You get free breast implants.
No.
No, what do you mean no?
You can use the coupon, and you can get you some breast implants, okay?
Oh, that's just silly. I'm not a girl.
Or maybe you need a penis implant then, huh?
No, that's very rude of you to say that.
Well, that's very rude of you to call me and tell me I don't want to raffle for some breast implants that I didn't do no raffle for.
No, everyone gets entered into the raffle automatically from the church.
No, they don't.
Yes.
I go to... Grove. No, they don't.
Well, I go there too, and this is what they've been doing this forever, and you just happen to be the winner this month.
I don't think so, and if you call me again, I'm going to hunt you down, and I'm going to whoop your ass, okay?
Hey, don't threaten me,
okay?
Lady.
Okay, thank you
don't
for
threaten
calling,
me.
Okay?
God damn it.
God damn it to you, too. See you later.
Hey, that's not very Christian-like to say that.
We're sorry.
So, Cousin Beagrel, does the pastor really have a mustache? Did you look this up? Because if he does, I will say that when I call him up.
Hello?
Hello, Omega?
Yes?
Hey, this is Roy from the church.
Yes?
And I needed to let you know that the pastor, he's been saving up all the money from the tithes. From, you know, from everyone gives the money and everything, and he's been saving up, and he finally was able to afford the new Lamborghini.
Oh.
So the pastor got a brand new Lamborghini. He's going to be driving it to church next week.
Oh.
Yep, it's really cool looking. It's yellow. Isn't that exciting?
Hello?
Hi, Calvin.
Hi.
Hi, I'm just calling everyone in the church directory. This is Roy from the church. And I'm letting everyone know that the Pastor Maddox was finally able to afford that new Lamborghini with the money from the church.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so next week he's going to be driving to church in a shiny new yellow Lamborghini.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that exciting?
Yep.
And if you want, he's going to let members of the church sit in it for a $5 charge, and you can take your picture. You can have your picture in his new Lamborghini. Do you think you'll want to do that? You want to sign up? I'll put your name on the list.
No, I don't want to sign up for that.
But you can get your picture inside the Lamborghini.
I don't want to sign up for that.
But we'll put your picture up on the bulletin board.
That'd be fine. I don't want my picture put up on the bulletin board.
Yeah, but you don't want it on the bulletin board if you're sitting in a Lamborghini, a 2015?
No.
It's a yellow Lamborghini. Did I mention that it's yellow?
I don't care. I don't want it. Picture taken.
Okay, well, you don't have to get your picture taken, but are you happy for the pastor, for Pastor Maddox?
Yeah, it's fine for me. If he out of here, it's fine.
Yep, he got the Lamborghini. He can get rid of that old jalopy that he was driving before.
Uh-huh.
He traded that in, actually, for the Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. So what you guys doing today? You having a good Mother's Day? That's good. Did you give your wife flowers and all that?
Yep.
Did you give her chocolates?
No.
Oh, just flowers?
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's good. That's nice of you. You're a good husband. All right, well, this is getting awkward. I'm just going to let you go then.
Yeah, okay.
All right, bye.
Yeah.
All right, Neon, I did the Lamborghini thing again. He didn't get as upset as that last person. I tried, though.
Hello, Wilson resident.
Hello, is this Doris?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's...
Can I take a message for, please?
Well, I'm calling from the church.
Okay.
And we just needed to let her know that she needs to start... She has to wear shoes when she comes to church. She needs to stop coming to church barefoot.
Doris came to church barefoot?
She does all the time, and it's against health regulations, and also it's just gross. She has smelly feet.
I don't believe that.
No, she does all the time. Just tell her to wear shoes when she comes to church from now on. Okay? And she's gone. That was the shortest angry thing I've ever heard. Just one quick line and then hung right up on me. Oh, and that was Neon's idea. Thanks, Neon.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected.
Rest in peace, Ida.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has...
Rest in peace, Lloyd.
Hello?
Hello, Madge?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Roy from the church.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbell.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbell. I'm just calling everyone in the directory. I have some news for everyone.
What?
Next week, next Sunday, it's going to be a period clothing theme next week. You know, like Jesus period. So, like, everyone has to dress up like the olden days, like when Jesus was alive.
Uh-huh.
You know, just dress in like, robes and potato sacks and stuff like that. Maybe bring a sheep with you.
You said Roy Bell.
Yeah, Roy Gerbell.
I don't know you.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I'm just delivering messages to everyone in the directory.
In what directory?
The church directory.
Do you go to that church?
Yeah, yeah, I go to Grove.
Roy Bell.
That's correct.
I don't know you.
It doesn't matter. Okay, I'll introduce myself next week. But just make sure you're wearing, you know, the Jesus period clothing.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't do things like that when the pastor doesn't tell us to do that.
Well, no, that's why I'm calling you. I'm calling to let you know to wear sandals and maybe just a bed sheet or something.
Did the pastor tell you to tell us this?
Yeah, he did. And maybe wear a crown of thorns?
No, well, I think I'll have to wait and let him tell us. We'll have service on Wednesday night, and he can tell us.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you can find out on Wednesday. But, you know, just okay. But just be prepared. You better prepare your clothing. It's going to be a fun costume party next Sunday.
Until I hear more about it, I won't be doing it. I won't be participating.
Okay, well, you don't have to be such a jerk about it. I'm just the messenger.
I'm not.
You're being such
Thank
a
you.
Jerk, Madge.
Okay.
Whatever.
That's somebody.
Oh, no. Did you hear that at the end? She sounded very distressed. I should have said that, Asthma. We're going to stone you to death.
Hello?
Hello, Willie?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Roy from the church.
Yeah?
Hey, I'm just calling everyone in the directory today. I just need to let everyone know that next week, next Sunday, we're going to be doing kind of a costume party where you have to wear period clothing from Jesus times. So you have to wear, like, robes and sandals. And, you know, you can dress up like Jesus or dress up like Moses or whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, just dress up. It's going to be good times.
Next Sunday.
Yep, next Sunday. Everyone dresses up. And everyone that dresses up like Jesus, we're going to stone them to death.
Okay.
It's going to be a fun thing for the whole family.
All right.
So are you going to do it? You going to dress up?
I'm going to try.
Maybe you get a crown of thorns to wear?
I don't know about that now.
Yeah, well, you know, just do whatever's fun.
Oh, okay.
It'd be a lot of fun, and it's going to be just good times next Sunday.
But okay.
But you're only allowed to come to church if you dress up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, we'll see you then.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. That'll be an extra funny thing next weekend if maybe he actually shows up.
Hello.
Hello, is this Kim?
Hello.
Hi, is this Kim?
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, Kim, it's Roy. I'm calling from the church.
No, you can call from the church because you don't even go to my church. Don't call my house no more.
I do too go to your church. Uh-oh. They're starting to alert everyone. I wonder if they started at the end of the directory and worked their way backwards because they knew I was working my way forward through the directory.
Hello?
Hey, Kim. Quit hanging up on me, goddammit. I just needed to let you know something. Kim?
Hello?
Kim, hey.
I'm here.
Okay, well, it's hard to hear you because of that annoying kid in the background. But we got this suggestion from you in the suggestion box.
Okay, what did it say?
It said Pastor Maddox is a motherfucker, and that's we don't appreciate that. I mean, I know you thought you were being anonymous, but we recognize your handwriting. Okay? Kim?
I'm listening.
Well, you're not responding. You're supposed to respond.
I have to respond. Now, you don't want to call me. Talk.
Well, no, that's not how a conversation works.
Somebody in your background talking. Who is that?
Nobody here's talking. I'm all alone forever.
Are you at the church?
No, I'm not at the church.
Oh, okay.
Don't.
Well, I didn't see you in church service this morning, Roy.
Oh, I was there. You just didn't look hard enough. You didn't look hard enough.
Huh?
You didn't look hard enough.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, it's because you need to tell your kids to shut the fuck up so you can hear me. Can you do that real quick? All right, she's gone. Hello? Your kid wants gum, Kim.
Hey, who the
fuck is this?
This is Roy from the church.
Roy from the church, if you call this motherfucking phone one more time, I'm going to find your ass, and we're going to handle this way.
Can you tell?
I don't call her no more playing these fucking games.
Tell Kim Happy Mother's Day, okay?
You go and don't call back.
Tell Kim Happy Mother's Day. Did you get her flowers? Okay, so what am I going to say to Pastor Maddox, everyone? I don't know what to say to Pastor Maddox. He's probably not going to even answer. I think I'm just going to do Cousin Bagrel's idea about the mustache petition. And we're just going to guess that he actually does have a mustache.
Oh.
Hi, is Reverend Maddox there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Well, this is Roy from the church.
Yes.
And we put together a petition here, and we've all decided that Pastor Maddox's mustache is really dumb and gay, and he needs to shave it.
Roy who?
Roy Gerbel from the church.
I don't know you, and I know everybody from the church.
Oh, well, you should know me. How do you not know me?
You're Rose who? Rose?
Roy, R-O-Y. I'm, You know, Sam, the janitor, right?
Yeah,
I'm his brother.
Oh, I don't think so. But anyway, Roy, Pastor Maddox's mustache is his business, and he's not gay. That's my business.
Oh, no, I didn't say he was gay. I just said his mustache is kind of gay. And
your voice is kind of gay.
That's such a mean thing to say. Are you sure you're a pastor's wife?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you shouldn't say things like that. That hurts my feelings.
So you should say them?
No, I didn't say anyone sounded gay. I said his mustache is gay.
Well, you're saying the same thing.
No, it's completely different. And besides, I have the entire church on my side, because this is a petition we signed. Everyone in the church signed it, almost.
Oh, really?
Yep, and we signed a petition for him to shave his mustache.
Okay, so what do you intend for him to do?
Shave his mustache. Durr.
No, you know a petition can make him shave his mustache.
No, we the people have spoken, and he needs to shave his mustache.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
It's going to happen. It has to happen, or it's going to be a mutiny. We're all going to rise up against him, tell him to get out.
I don't know who you are, honey, but...
I'm Roy. I'm from the church.
No, you're not from the church.
I am, too. How do you know I'm not from the church?
Because I'm at the church, and I know who's there. And there's nobody there, Roy, and you are definitely not Sammy's brother.
I'm in the basement right now.
I don't know where you at, but...
I'm in the basement. I just told you where I'm at.
You're not Sammy's brother.
Okay. Well, whatever. The fact is, though, we have this petition...
Okay.
Pastor Maddox, really, you need to shave your mustache too, by the way. I mean, that's not in the petition, but just on a personal note, you need to shave your mustache.
Okay, I like my mustache.
No, you both need to shave your mustaches.
I like it.
It's weird.
I like it, yeah.
Especially his.
Okay, and you really need to get out of the church if that's where you are.
Well, I'm in the church. Why are you making me leave the church?
I'm saying... Get out of the church right.
You don't accept gay people in your church?
I don't accept who?
You don't accept gay people in your church?
I have no problem with gay people.
Well, you're the one that called me gay as if it's an insult.
No, you said that...
You said my voice is gay.
You said my husband...
I'm very offended by this.
...mustache look gay. I said your voice sounds gay. That has nothing to do with how I feel about gay people.
Well, it means that you use gay as an insult. And therefore, you hate gay people.
Well, if that's your perception, then so do you.
Well, I'm allowed to hate gay people. I'm not the pastor's wife.
Well, I don't hate anybody
except for gay people, right?
And whether you're a pastor wife, a pastor, or whoever, you're not allowed to hate anybody.
I can hate whoever
if
I
you're
want.
A Christian. Well, if you're a Christian, but if you're not a Christian yet, then you can't.
I'm just not a very good Christian, but you should be, because you're a pro. You're the reverend's wife.
Well, you can't tell me what I should be when you're not what you should be.
Okay, well, you just need to shave your mustache, lady.
I like that. I like it.
Well, nobody else does except for you.
Well, I don't care what other people like. See, that's my issue.
So where's the pastor right now? What's he doing?
It's really none of your business, because I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you are, and I don't know where you are, and I know you've been calling people all over today, and I'm not giving you any more ammunition to be calling people.
Oh, come on. Just tell me.
You know.
Please.
We're just going to, you know, we're going to pray about you and hope that whatever's wrong get right.
Okay. I'm going to pray for you, too, and for your mustache.
Thank you.
And I hope you're having a good Mother's Day.
I am, and this was so inconsiderate of you because my dad died on yesterday, and for you to be throwing this kind of hate and stuff around is sad.
There's no hate. You're the one that's hating gay people.
It's sad. I'm sorry.
So would it be appropriate for me to call if your dad hadn't died yesterday?
It would have been more appropriate.
Well, how am I supposed to know?
Well, you should know these things before you call people spewing things.
What have I ruined today?
I didn't say ruined. That's a spewing thing.
Oh, spewing things.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah. But it's good. It's all good.
I know. Everything's fine. Everything will work out in the end, right?
Yeah, that's right. And I don't know who you are, but I love you too.
Aw, you're so nice. I love you and your mustache.
Thank you.
Okay.
And I love you and your voice.
Aw, you're the best. I'm going to give you a big hug in church next week.
Bye.
Bye. Yay, I made her love gay people voices. I spent so much time calling that directory and even calling the last page that I don't think we really have time left to call my mother live on the air. I'm just going to end the show now and I'll call her off of the air and tell her that she needs to come and identify the body in the morgue. It's going to be hilarious. I'll just tell you guys on the next show how hilarious it was, and that'll be good enough, right? Sure it will. So thanks everyone for listening to the show, and thanks for all of the suggestions. There's still some suggestions in here that I didn't use, like asthma. He said the Pastor Maddox took a huge dose of DMT and has walked off into the woods on a spirit journey, so church is canceled for the foreseeable future. Gandalf Pimp wanted me to say that the church offers a Jesus home security system where a church member will pray for the security of your home. That sounds like a great idea. Illuomo says that they are starting a gay outreach program. I didn't get to do that one. What else? Elkie says the pastor is writing a new chapter for the Bible, How to Get into Heaven the Patterson Way. I use sort of a variation of that idea, I guess. Dr. L wanted me to ask members of the church if they want to merge with the Westboro Baptist Church, or say that the Westboro Baptist Church bought their church. Kaku wanted me to say that the church was handing out biology textbooks and they are required to read them to learn about evolution. And then he also said that we saw them posting on /r/atheism and she's going to hell. But I didn't get to do those ideas because not enough people answered. So it's all their fault. So anyway, happy Mother's Day, everyone. And I hope you had a fun Sunday for my after church show that I did today. Thank you, Utah Kurt, for sponsoring the show today. Utah Kurt is a true Christian. Congratulations, all the new people in the chat room that were able to listen live today for the very first time. I know a few people are mentioning that, so that must be super exciting to hear nothing but phones ringing and disconnected messages. You'll probably never do this again, but at least you got the experience one time. In celebration of Mother's Day, I'm going to end the show with a request by Dark Stranger. She really wanted me to play the song by Rappy McRapperson called Mom, I Gave You AIDS. So here is that song, and I'll see you all next time.
Amway Arena! Sit down, Mom, I got something to say. No secrets between us on Mother's Day.
No secrets.
Just that real shit I gotta get off my chest. Last week, for the first time, I smoked meth.
Uh-huh.
At the gay bathhouse. Then a bunch of dudes put their wieners in my mouth, pulled them out, and put them in my booty. I was so high.
booty bloody from the buff guy, rough ride. The next season, I was sneezing. The doc said HIV positivity was the reason. My life is done. So I turned to a drug called heroin. I get so forgetful on my opiate binges and accidentally misplaced all of my syringes. And I accidentally left a bunch out on the couch. It was the poke that you felt on your thigh when you sat down. Mom, I gave you AIDS. Mom, I gave you AIDS.
Yeah.
Mom, I gave you AIDS.
Jazz hands.
Mom, I gave you AIDS. Mom, I gave you AIDS. Mom, I gave you AIDS.
Cool.
Mom, I gave you AIDS. Mom, I gave you AIDS. Mom, I gave you AIDS.